Alright, this is our bi-weekly meeting, although it wasn't really bi-weekly for the past month, just because we've been all been busy with convention coverage, specifically Anime LA and other shit. But this is the return of our bi-weekly meeting. Oh yeah, by the way, it is the first month of the 18th. Okay,
The
cool.
first
So
month
then,
of the 18th. Huh?
I mean January 18th, my bad. Okay.
Your calendar is very different from mine.
How drunk are you after watching the Packers game? Because apparently, shit.
No, it's just I'm still stunned from what happened, so my mind is elsewhere.
Why aren't you drunk?
I don't know. I just don't feel like it. Maybe I
You
should.
know it's a good question.
Maybe I should, for the
It's a
sake of what
viable question,
happened.
I will say that at least, and I don't even drink. After a loss like that, somebody should be drunk. Shit.
Yeah, good point.
I do have this handle of rum just sitting on my dresser.
God, I would love rum right now, actually. That would sound great.
I have a handle of the Kirkland rum, which
Oh,
is
nice.
actually is a from the same distillery that does Captain Morgan, so same thing.
Oh man, so delicious, so delicious. Okay, so for our weekly stats for this meeting. All right. So, for oops, hang on a minute. So for this month so far, I probably should check last month as well. We are sitting at 7,187 clicks thus far in this month, which is really good. And I haven't, and that's not including some of the stuff we're planning to put up in Anime LA, so I'm expecting to hit that 10K probably pretty well. And let me see what last month's actually. Hang on. Can I do that? Let's see. Last year.
Can't. I don't know who could. Shit.
Okay, so give me a minute, guys.
Sorry, I didn't mean to kill you. Shit.
Okay, so last month, we hit 12,565 clicks, which is great, awesome, good shit there. In terms of our financial earnings, right now in our Google Ad sense earnings, we are at $16.78. We have in the moment in our bank account of in terms of financial earnings, we're at 263. Money is still left over from some of the ad people to give us money to put blogs on the site. And then let me log into our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel money, which I did talk to people at Machinima, they actually got to me finally. And they told me that since I did correct needs to be corrected, the money that they're gonna pay us will be on the next paycheck since it's on the it's on that calendar of like every 3 months. So one way or another, we're gonna get a big ass check from Machinima. And right now, I can tell you we have da, 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 da. Loading, loading. We have $186.86.
Gibbs.
So essentially that, and then there was one at this other UK company wants to put another blog on our site. I've been kind of in contact with them. They went and they decided to change some things, and they told me they'll get back to me. I'll touch bases on them tomorrow, but they're still very interested in putting another ad on our site. So essentially, right now we're looking at possibly nearing $500 in our account, so which is great. Well, it's good to have, I'll say that much. But yeah, that is our financial earnings and whatnot. Okay, so now for our status report. I'm gonna start with Alex,
Oh, me?
since you're the one on the far left of my screen, so you're first.
Okay, snatch report for me. I am still working through Anime Los Angeles, the last convention that I went through. I started editing with 700 and something photos. I'm down to around 200 or just under 200. actually started using a slightly different way of processing photos, which is taking a little bit longer than normal, but I think the quality's coming out better, at least in my opinion.
Nice.
And really, if anybody has any feedback on that, I'm always up for some feedback.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Let's see. I have PAX South coming up this weekend.
Ah, yes. So you're going finally, or like?
What? Yes, I am. I've got everything finalized. I mean, almost $400 in plane tickets and another $200 for a hotel. Yeah, I'm going.
Cool. Awesome.
I'll be flying out Friday morning. I took the day off work, so I'll be out there from Friday to Sunday.
Okay. Cool.
I hung up the poster of my work that was show on a wall at Anime Los Angeles. I don't know. I got nothing else.
Okay. No, that's cool, man. Like, I understand that. I think for the most part, the people that went to ALA are busy with ALA stuff at the moment.
Yeah, well, I don't get a break until sometime in the middle of next month, so.
Okay, wow. Crazy.
Then I think I have another convention. Well, yeah. So sometime in the middle of next month, I have a break. I'm going to PAX East as well. I already have my tickets and the hotel reservation, so. Yay!
When is PAX East, by the way?
March, I think.
Okay.
March 6th through the 8th.
Okay, cool.
He's thinking. Oh.
No, I'm just thinking because I'm thinking like when my spring break would be between this quarter and next quarter, so. Because last time I did that, I went to Seattle for SoccerCon. That was 2 years ago.
PAX East is sold out.
Yes.
But... has been sold out for, I don't know when the tickets went on sale, but it's been sold out since then.
Are they sold out for press is the real question. Then again, well.
Like getting a press application through.
Yeah, that's true. Last time I tried that, I didn't get accepted, so. But it doesn't hurt to try anyways, yeah.
I mean, go for it. I could always use somebody to help take the financial burden of this hotel, at least slightly off of me.
Right. I'll look into it, for sure. I'll let you know if I do decide to do that.
All right.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you, Alex. Next on my screen is Richard.
Yo. Hey, how you doing?
I felt better, but it's okay.
same old story with mine. Okay. Well, haven't really... I mean, like, there wasn't anything really notable to happen. I mean, it's January. Apparently January is the dead month. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Actually, but there is
something... You work where we work.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, as far as movie releases go, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like... that.
And I was lightly keeping track of... It's funny because, like, I know that I've pretty much been assigned as a movie guy, but I wasn't even paying attention to the Golden Globes, and I think I'm only slightly paying attention to the Oscars.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, like, it's not like a lot of...
The Oscars are a joke.
Yeah, it's not that... It's not like a lot of the movies we're into actually make it to the Oscars. Those Guardians of the Galaxy was nominated for, what? Good Best Special Effects? Because...
Yeah, one of those bullshit things that they give for people who don't get into regular Oscar categories.
Pretty much.
I mean, I
know
why
hasn't Michael Bay won one?
Good point.
Because nobody likes Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Michael Bay's not on the
I mean, like, okay, so in any case, though, I know you wanted me to put up a review of The Hobbit, but I gotta be honest, like, after I watched it, it was like, I didn't really feel anything. Yeah.
Then...
I mean, that's just me. And it's like, I got busy with other things, so I didn't put that up. There is a movie that I know is coming out, like, on the 23rd. I know it's not generally what you're into, but the fact that this is George Lucas's first non-Star Wars thing in, like, forever did intrigue me about it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I remember
that
seeing...
That fairy movie.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah, go for it. It's fantasy. Yeah. It's, yeah. It fits.
Yeah. And if nothing else, I mean, like, if nothing else, the one thing that's drawing me towards it is the fact that, oh my god, George Lucas is doing something that's not Star Wars.
Did he make another movie, like, in his time? Like, it can't be just, like, Star Wars was the last movie he made before he just sat on his empire.
I don't think he's made a movie since Star Wars.
He got his penis inside Indiana Jones before he was done.
Wait. There was Red Wings after he said, it was like during when he was still sitting on the Star Wars laurels. He did direct Red Wings. You remember that one?
When was that?
The Dusty Yearman movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But and it's like we all know that before he did the whole Star Wars thing, he did the whole American Graffiti and THX 3118 or something like that. I don't know. But point is that aside from Red Wings, I really can't remember the last thing George Lucas did that wasn't Star Wars. I forget if he was he involved in Rocketeer? I can't remember.
I think ILM was involved. I don't believe he was directly involved.
Yeah. Other than that, one of the things that I've actually been keeping up with because of the whole, like, winter break thing, I'm actually currently watching Gallivant, but this is the Disney musical nerd in me.
Okay.
And also I've been keeping track of Peggy Carter, actually. I missed the third episode, though.
Yeah.
Hulu.
Hulu, huh? Okay.
Or just the internet in general.
Mm-hmm. Hulu has Gallivant, Agent Carter, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It has a lot of TV shows on it.
Okay, thank you, because I tried to go to the ABC site itself, and it says, oh, you need Xfinity subscription. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, Hulu.
Okay.
A suggestion that I can have, because since there isn't much going on in our demographic for movies, why not watch some of the shows, TV shows right now, like
Agent Carter?
Yeah, Agent Carter, Gotham, Flash. Like, there's a slew of shows right now that is...
true, yeah. I never really got... That's the thing, though. It's like, I never really got in the... I didn't really get into Flash when it first started, and I don't know if jumping in right now is going to be bad. I didn't really get
Flash,
into...
No, but the Flash is an easy watch. Gotham is...
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to watch one of those, watch Flash. Don't bother with Gotham. They kind of fucked with Batman's lore anyways, so it's not quite right.
No. There are things that I know about Gotham's lore that they messed up with anyways. It's like, oh, Harvey Dent's here. I thought he was that arguer, though. His best friend.
I don't know if I agree with that they fucked with the lore, Alex. You have to be aware of the lore first before you can fuck with it.
Okay, you know what? You do have a fair point there. You have to have some idea of what the fuck you're about to screw with before you actually consider screwing with it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was, and also coming up was the Daredevil TV show is happening pretty soon.
Right.
April Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know that after Agent Carter's S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to come up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really didn't pay much attention to S.H.I.E.L.D. until recently, in which they finally had the whole, like, oh, snap, Inhumans! She's Quake! Yes! And so finally, it's like, finally, freaking superpowers! Yes!
Yeah, I really need to go back and watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, I saw the first episode, and I was like, oh, this seems cool, and I never came back to it. I don't know why, but... yeah, definitely. There's
it was lack of superheroes for me, honestly. Like, they didn't real. It's like, what do they have? Deathlok, Absorbing Man. Didn't even have the freaking Wrecking Crew.
So, if you're just looking for a TV series, though, there is one. It's on Netflix now. I don't know if it's going to be picked up by Sci-Fi Channel for a second season, but Nation Z.
Oh, cool.
Anybody see that at all?
Is that the one by Asylum that's sort of like a zombie? Oh, man, I don't like this.
It actually is pretty good. I watched the entire first season.
There's that new series coming out on Sci-Fi, but that's not until March. Jesse, we were just talking about it today. What was it? X?
Expanse.
The Expanse. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Case in point.
Build as Game of Thrones in space.
Nice. Actually, not much, actually. Case in point, there's definitely, if there's nothing much going on in the movie realm, there's a lot of stuff going on in the TV show realm.
Okay.
So definitely you have some options, for sure.
Okay. All right, yeah. I mean, like, maybe what I could, I'm not sure what I could do, and I have some of my own projects that I'm kind of like, that I'm a little bit absorbed with myself at the moment, but mm-hmm. You know, maybe what I could do is like I guess quick guides to to the stuff that they're doing comic book wise, like, you know, Agent Carter. I like Agent Carter, actually. I don't really know what I could say much about Flash, and I know enough about Gotham to really kind of make me question. It's like, yes, I know that they kind of mess with which character's supposed to be where and how everything's going to work out, and I know that the way that Gotham is right now, it's like, well, you're never going to have freaking Batman in it, because it's supposed to be all the prequel, and given the nature of this one, you're never going to see the freaking Joker, so...
Well...
Whatever.
Yeah. but yeah, definitely.
But you get to see the Penguin, which you never get to see normally.
Yeah,
true. Really. True.
Before he got deformed.
He's carrying the real star of the series, to be honest.
No, he seriously is. Like, Gordon's in there as like an afterthought compared to the Penguin.
I'm sure it's fair to say he's the real star, because it's kind of like he's the only star, frankly.
I've been noticing that. I mean, and it's like,
Dane, have you a seal of approval for playing the Penguin?
Sweet. I don't know if
which
eventually
is great.
He's
the fat guy on It's Always Sunny, which I don't know what that says.
Well, you know, original Penguin and all that. But yes.
No, it's Burgess Meredith is dead. Fuck you.
Okay, Tim Burton's original Penguin. Let's put it that way.
All right.
And we all know. And come on, I'm actually wondering, like, if they ever did something like a future episode, would you want to see a skinny, dapper Penguin or the fat bastard Penguin that everyone knows?
If he's skinny, dapper Penguin, it's not really the Penguin. Like, early on, that's one thing, but later on in his life, no. If he's not fat and, like, can crush somebody by rolling over, not the Penguin.
Burgess Meredith wasn't that fat when he was Penguin, wasn't he?
No, not really.
They put a pillow in his suit, though.
Oh, okay. Cheap fat suit. Gotcha.
Yeah. Come on, look at that series. Did they do anything expensive?
The
thing was the censors.
Okay, but let me ask you, though, because I do know of them. Oh, wait, that's right. I almost forgot. The Vixen miniseries, that's coming up, right?
It's an animated mini, I think.
Yes. Yeah, so there's like, what, 6 episodes for that one? And it looks like it's the same guys who did Young Justice, at least?
I don't know. They poached half those guys, but that's a personal opinion. I'm more curious about the talk about a potential Adam spinoff from Arrow.
Cool.
Curious, how is Arrow, by the way? I've heard that, like, it started off got good, but is now in the CW
soap
opera. I feel
the characters are stagnant. To be honest,
yeah. It's not my thing.
Okay.
I watched the first, I watched whatever's on Netflix, to be honest. It wasn't bad, but the characters, you can definitely see them starting to stall out if you're not careful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. If I'm that nerd that wants to rightly say, like, see, you can make superheroes on TV absolutely kick ass without having to do the melodrama BS that dragged down Smallville, would you recommend Flash to me? Because
It's Flash is the same thing, though. It does have the danger of it could end up that way, but as of right now, it does not have it. It has a little bit in there, but it's more like, oh, by the way, he has a love interest.
It's not tour de force writing. It gets a little soap opery, and the Flash does tend to get down on himself very often. But at least the supporting cast lifts everything back up, so you're not just mired in that, oh, crap, stop feeling sorry for yourself all the time.
Mm, yeah, because apparently brooding hot guys are the new thing for girls.
What do you mean new?
No, they have to be shirtless, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where Arrow's getting his appeal from.
Right.
But kind of figured it's...
But definitely, Richard, you definitely have some options, no doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks. But anyways, that's all I got. And is there anything else that you need from me here? Because I need to get busy with some other things right now.
Oh, no, you're done. Like
what's his name?
Like, just in terms of, like, you know, anything else after this, it's just basically, like, you know, the questions and kind of comments and pretty much kind of our... I think it's gonna be primarily talking about Anime LA stuff. So,
let me ask you this: I'm not sure if this is something that our audience would be into, but you ever heard of a TNT series called The Librarians and the fact that they
actually that's fucking amazing.
I'm watching it right now. This is basically filling my Warehouse 13 void.
We discussed it on the pod. We called it the Magic Doctor Who. It's pretty cool.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm watching it right now. So.
I will have to check this out. Yeah.
Basically, think Indiana Jones meets Warehouse 13, and it's got, and well, the tone is like super wacky, lighthearted 1930s pulp. You know what I mean?
It does take a shot at Doctor Who in the first episode.
It totally does. Nice. It totally does.
It has one advantage over Doctor Who, though, in the fact that it has four protagonists. You could replace any one and still keep the show going.
In fact, they pretty much set up that one character could die at any moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, definitely. You are free to go, but yeah. Right. Thanks for your report.
All right. Later.
Later.
Oh, she got stabbed.
And with that, he's out.
I like that's the last thing you say before you go.
No, it's like I was watching that. It's like, yes, she's the loyal dragon to the big bad, and guess what? She gets stabbed. Who didn't see that coming?
Way to go. Okay, see you later. Oh, she got stabbed. Clean that up.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.
Okay, bye.
Greg, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, so tell us, Greg, your status report.
I had to put a hold on the article I was writing just because I have a few other projects that are cropping up this week. To get a little clarification, I have the Mega Manathon on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And for the next, 2 weeks, I'll be working on my nephew's mission project. I'm editing the video for him.
Oh, cool.
It cropped up, my sister's like, oh god, we have to do it, and I'm like, oh, this is bad, this is not good, now I have to rush it. So yeah, I'll be doing that, but I will in the meantime be writing two preview articles, one for Halo 5 beta.
Oh, cool.
And
awesome.
the other for Evolve beta.
I'm in the Evolve beta. Are you?
What's that?
Are you in the Evolve beta?
Yeah, I was just PC? I was playing. I just finished a large match, right as Anthony.
Are you in PC?
No, I'm an Xbox One.
Oh, never mind. Mm-hmm. I'm on the PC side, so I was like, "Hey, someone to play with." Holy shit!
Alex, just real quickly, do you know how long the closed beta is going to be going on for?
It was today or yesterday, the 17th, because they were doing stress testing. I don't know if it's still open right now.
I had heard it was just this weekend.
It could be.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because they also opened it for the PS for to stress test.
Yeah,
as well.
That wouldn't surprise me in the least. Evolve was heavily featured at the Xbox Lounge at San Diego Comic Con. The machines were full, so. If they were doing anything other than a stress test and minor bug tweak this weekend, I would be astonished.
Okay, all right.
I'd just like to say that game is absolutely fantastic. I think a lot of people will dismiss it as a standard first-person shooter, but it's a lot more than that, simply because as the hunters, you quite literally have to hunt and work as a team. If you don't, you'll die. The monster will win every time.
It's true.
And then as the monster, you have to be very strategic with how you do your move around the map, because it's. Have any of you guys ever played Mario Chase on the Nintendo Wii U?
No.
In Nintendo Land. Mm-mm. Game.
No. I play real consoles when I play a console.
In that game. One person is Mario, and they're running around a map. The other three are Toads. The person who's Mario on the Wii Pad has two little maps on their screen where they can see exactly where they are, and they can see, where all the Toads are. They can also see, there's also another screen, but I don't remember what it's for. I'm drawing a complete blank. But the Mario has, a view of the entire map, right? The Toads can only see what's on the screen in front of, on the TV. And they only have, they only have one view, and they have to kind of, communicate with each other to point out where Mario is. But it's real quick, less than 5 minute things of play. Evolve, on the other hand, is, big boy version of that. So, like, at the end of the matches, you'll see where everyone was running around in the said map and how things kind of went down. And it's really cool to see, like, oh, the monster just hid right there in plain sight. We didn't even see him. Or, like, we were on his ass the entire time. Like, whatever. It's just a ton of fun. Anyway, moving on.
Cool.
Awesome. And the
Halo 5 beta. Closed beta is still open for Evolve right now. Who knows if it's going to close tonight or not. But...
Okay.
I mean, if you have BioShock Infinite or Left 4 Dead or Left 4 Dead 2, you should have a closed beta invite.
Okay. All right, I'll take a look. I think I do. I shouldn't install it, but it's like, yeah, it's just a shit ton of gigs.
Yeah, I think the download for Evolve closed beta was 22 gigs.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
It took a couple hours. It took me like an hour.
Mm. Cool. Was there anything else, Greg?
Yes. I will be using. I've talked to Anthony about this, just so everyone else in the meeting knows. I will be advertising the Mega Manathon on Mission Start's page the entire weekend. Main reason is that it is a charity event, so I want to make sure that, you know. Because like I told Anthony, I wouldn't be doing this if it was like half-empty energy tank trying to earn money for themselves like they did with a thing called the Sonic Spring Fling that they did in March. But the fact that this is at MAGFest, it's a charity, blah, 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 so on and so forth, and I'm going to be moderating the chat off and on the entire weekend. You know, the more people we can get over there, the better.
That's fine. I mean, like, it's not like we haven't done, like, sharing charitable events before, like we've done it in the past. Also, you know, the half energy tank guys are pretty cool. So,
hails, yeah, they are. I was actually, I don't know if I told you this, but they were going to fly me out to the to Maryland to be part of the Mega Manathon and MAGFest. As a matter of fact, Brian was, he kept contacting me. He was like, so all you have to do is get like $200 for food and room and board and plane ticket are bought for. And I'm like, that's fucking rad. Like, I appreciate that. And you know, we were just talking about it. And then he messages everybody in the group thing that we have on Facebook. He's like, so Capcom's not sponsoring the event like they have in the past 2 years. And it was all because of this lawsuit they're dealing with. I don't have the details to it. But he then privately contacts me and he's like, so unless you get the money for your own plane ticket, it's not going to happen. I was like, I totally understand that.
Right.
But gotcha. there's the girl that streams on Thursdays. She lives in Austin and she can't go either now. So we're just going to help monitor the chat from home. But
cool.
The charity, by the way, is Child's Play. Just so you guys
know. Yes.
Which is like one of my favorite charities.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
There was something else I was gonna write a review of, and I've totally drawn a blank. Oh, that's what it was. I'm supposed to be getting Gat Out of Hell eventually in my Gamefly.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever that gets here, I'll let you know immediately, and I'll start working on beating it so that way I can write a review.
Okay. Cool. Quick question, because I remember you wanted to find out the PR emails. Any response to any of the emails you might have sent out in terms of review code for said game?
No. If I'm honest with you, I haven't even touched it yet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
This, I don't know why. Like, I'm constantly, like, either I'm absent-minded or I got something else going on. So, The beginning of February, I'm going to absolutely look into it and do some research and make sure that I'm doing it correctly, like, you know, the big boys do.
Yeah.
Just so that way I can possibly get their attention. Because that's, I think, a big key to getting their attention, getting those review copies, is letting them know, you know, that we have a fan base, people that actually read the reviews, so...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Dave, let me know when you start doing that. Yes, let me know. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing at that time, but yeah, definitely.
Is anyone else in the meeting who writes reviews for the site?
In this meeting right now, they are not here. So
okay. Then I will save the thing I wanted, because I was talking to you about this, Anthony, like
weeks
ago about having a.
Mm-hmm.
I just want like a somewhat not conformed, but more uniformed a way that the articles look. So
okay, I'll send you I'll send you names if you don't know who exactly reviews what on the site. But I'll send you names of in terms of who you can contact, and you guys can have this discussion over Facebook or on here, whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, because I definitely don't want to come across like I'm trying to change anybody's writing style or how they want to review things, because that's not at all what I want to do. I just want to make sure that when people, because I've had a lot of friends and strangers that I've met, like telling them about it and them coming to the site and then seeing them later, and they're like, I saw some other reviews, but I saw yours, but I don't know, like, and they're confused as to what's going on because each review is written so drastically different. So.
Right, definitely. Okay.
I think having our name at the top, and I don't know. I'll talk to him. But yeah, definitely send me a list and I'll contact him.
Okay. For sure.
All servers for Evolve Beta go offline January 19th at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, cool. That's when they go off on with Xbox One as well.
Yeah,
okay.
They're taking every server down at the same time.
Okay.
So PS4, Xbox, and PC will all go down at once.
Is that 8 p.m.
PM.
Pacific time? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, I'll download it tonight then. I'll leave my computer on.
I'm trying to find a game right now on the PC and I'm having some issues.
I see. Hmm, okay.
All right, well, if that's the case, I'm going to, because if you guys are probably going to talk about convention stuff after we're done doing this part, so I am going to go.
All right, then. I'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, so next on my list, Jeremy, you're next.
Okay. I've uploaded all the photos I'm comfortable with to the website, haven't published them yet, from Anime Los Angeles. I've uploaded the individual photo shoots I did as well. They're all watermarked, so I'll leave that up to you as to how you want to present them on the site. I have not done the written report yet, but I need to coordinate with Jesse and Steve simply because they literally saw more of the convention than I did during the entirety of the weekend.
Okay.
I have WonderCon upcoming. They haven't opened up rooms or badges yet, but I went through the hotel's website and got rooms anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all set as far as that goes. Fanime's room block is still giving me a lot of static because they've apparently added 4 reservations I didn't know I had to me.
Oh, right. You were CCing that stuff about that. What's going on with that?
Okay, the day that Fanime opened up their hotel block, I when I started the website, I got the rooms I was looking for at the Marriott in the full set of days. Over the course of 6 hours of their repeated timeouts, I didn't get any reservation confirmations or anything, so I called them directly.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I hadn't been trying during the day, but their phone was constantly busy as well. All they said they had by the time I got through was Holiday Inn stuff and they could waitlist me for the Marriott, so I said okay. And before I even tried to check back with them, all of a sudden I started slowly getting emails that said that I had rooms at the Marriott for one night, Saturday to Sunday. So I asked them, is this my waitlist converting? They said, well, your waitlist converting on which rooms? So I had them send me a list of rooms that I got. I have 3 rooms at the Holiday Inn at the airport for all the days I want, and I have 4 additional rooms at the Marriott for just Saturday to Sunday.
Hmm.
So I told them, okay, well, these are the kinds of rooms I need. They're single kings, not like I like, but can you just get me the extra days? And they said, no, we can't do that because the waitlist at the Marriott is full. And that's the part where I have a cognitive disconnect, because I have rooms in the goddamn hotel, but they won't do anything to get me the additional days. But they will take my Holiday Inn rooms and keep them on the wait list to eventually go to the Marriott. You see where my confusion is starting to come through?
Yeah, huh.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. So I'm still trying to resolve all this, and I'm starting to use some more forceful language, and I'm CCing the Marriott on some of these emails just because of how frickin' frustrated I am at the moment. Other than that, I've got more people really starting to get on my ass about hotels for San Diego, even though I have to explain to them that that block is not open and nobody can circumvent that mother.
Yeah.
I'm having people starting to ask me about my availability at Anime Expo for photos.
Awesome.
I posted in cosplay.com that I'm going to WonderCon and am available for photos, as well as trying to get together an X-Men group, and I haven't had responses yet, but it's been 2 days. I'm thinking about, well, that's for another part of the show or the recording. I need to put together a post about Casey's and continue the advertising as far as that. That's other than needing to do the written report and the Casey's post, I don't have a whole lot of immediate work that needs to be done.
Okay. Cool. No, that's awesome.
There is one more thing. I took the email I got from those people selling glasses with the patterns going on them.
Yeah.
I CC'd you on that. I just sent them an email offering them like a 4-week sponsorship for nothing more than just trying to prove to people that we can do it.
Okay, cool, awesome. Yeah, hopefully they'll respond soon. Yeah, that'd be great. Awesome, good shit.
That's long and short.
Okay, cool. Was there anything else, or
Well, I mean, there's stuff to discuss as new business, but I don't have anything else as to what I've been doing lately.
Okay, for sure. Awesome. Jesse, what is your status report? Jesse?
Thinking.
Okay. I was like, what, did you disconnect? Are you alive?
Jesse arranges his thoughts before he opens his mouth. It's a good habit, but it causes pauses.
Yes. Okay, gotcha.
The only thing on my mind is actually the con over podcast.
Oh, right. Yes. That will definitely happen. Probably we could do it. We could do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow's not good for me.
Or later this week. Yeah. I mean, whatever is fine for you guys. So.
Okay.
Confer with Steve. Jesse, would you mind poking Steve this evening and trying to work that out, simply because it could take days to get the both of you on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, definitely let me know. But okay. As for me, like I said earlier, I finished uploading all our video content on our YouTube channel. So now I'm going to put all that video content on our website. And I'm also going to work on the photo shoot page, which I did assemble. Jeremy, did you send me those photos of just the one photo from like each photo shoot to me through email?
I did not, because like I said, I uploaded the photos. I just haven't published them on any open page on the website.
Okay.
You can find them near the bottom of the page listing. I labeled them all as Anime Los Angeles, as well as what series they're from.
Okay, cool, awesome. I'll go ahead and get the photos from there. Okay, awesome. So I'll be working on those tonight. What was it? What else was? Oh, so thanks to Alex in terms of like notifying me about the streaming service that you told me about a while back. I got in contact with the owner of the streaming service. We kind of been playing email tag for the past couple of days. Basically, I am setting up a meeting to talk with him about possibly getting, like, you know, some free invites for the stream, so that, like, it's one, like, it, we can, like, stream on that website, and then we'll go off to, like, YouTube, Twitch, and Ustream, or whatever, like, in one go, and it'll be less strain on my computer. I'll let you guys know in terms of when that's going to happen. Aside from that, business plan I am working on this week, and I should have mine done by tomorrow. Fully just updated and with graphics and all that good shit on my part. Chris is still working on his, but he's getting very close to finishing. Before I send it out or get it prepped up to send to investors or sponsors, I'll show it to you guys first before anything else. Side note, Jeremy, you're the Rolling 20s podcast from ALA.
Yeah.
It got a lot of hits.
What are we talking about here? I'm trying to relay it to the others about what you keep saying we're doing, and I think they're in a state of shock. So what is that up to?
Okay, so I can only go off of what the initial total from the past couple of days. So
yeah,
Friday when I posted it up, it was the most clicked item on the site, which added to what we had that day was like 404 hits. And then it continued on to the next day was 310 hits. Then today, 204 hits. And I can actually check right now. In terms of for today, it's gotten 98 hits on page views and 18 hits on visitors. So essentially, like that podcast essentially got around, I want to say around nearly 400, 500 clicks in 3 days. Which is, and it was funny thing is like, afterwards G messaged me and told me it's like he wants to get into podcasting. So in some way, I think we might have inspired G to do his own podcast through his experience.
Yeah, he messaged me a couple questions about that back on like Wednesday.
Yeah, so which is cool. I'm all for, you know, people doing podcasts and whatnot. But yeah, people freaking love the podcast. And for you know, for what it was, I agree. I went back and listened to some of it and just kind of trying to remember what exactly would happen. And yeah,
I could not give you a list. G was astonished enough. I left the ass eating tutorial at the beginning of the show.
Right, definitely. That was one hell of a podcast. Oh man, yeah. That was a lot of fun. But yeah. That was pretty awesome. Oh, right, that thing too. Okay, cool. But yeah, that is my status report for this week. So this section we'll probably just be talking about, just I guess since we're all here, kind of the aftermath of Anime LA, in terms of like what we've done and or anything else. It also gives me an opportunity to talk about the Patreon idea that I was thinking about too. So, but before that, So was there anything else that need to be brought up about Anime LA in terms of potential business that might have happened or anything of that nature?
Not off the top of my head. It exposed several equipment needs, I think, on behalf of. I mean, my needs were kind of secondary. I was thinking more in the terms of Alex and Brandon.
Okay.
I know Alex is looking for some umbrella lights or some flashlights that probably don't require a plug into a wall. You need something with battery power. Brandon could really use a rain box and shade for the camera he uses to take time lapses, just to keep, if it doesn't keep the sun off it, at least it'll keep the rain off it.
Right, definitely. Yeah. Oh man, I mean, his funny thing is when I heard when I was down there, it's like that was like first time in a while, or just first time ever that it rained during that weekend at Anime LA.
So, it usually doesn't matter, but because half the activities take place outside now, it's turned to a problem.
Definitely.
Next year it probably wouldn't be an issue because the convention center gives it more than enough room.
Oh yeah, definitely. I would assume so. More space to walk around, more space to do shoots and whatnot. Out of curiosity, Jeremy, since you started publicizing in terms of like, you know, your photo shoot, what's what we're looking for, like your photo shoot offerings out there, has there been people that has been garnering interest in terms of getting photo shoots from you?
Yeah, actually the Sailor Senshi group from Anime Los Angeles invited me to follow or go to another gathering of theirs at Anime Expo.
Mm-hmm.
They actually asked me to come along. Macy Daly, who had like four photo shoots over the course of the weekend between me and Alex, she's basically kept in contact with the both of us for different means, but I think for the same events. So it's turning into a bit of a reputation thing.
Interesting. Okay. I saw, it was funny enough, I saw, man, who was it? The Wolverine cosplayer that you guys plan to bring?
Yeah, ran into Lonster Mash too.
Yeah, I ran into him during the Marvel gathering. The dude's freaking buff.
Dude, the guy is fucking ripped. Like, he's talking with him. I was giving him a little bit of crap, because I'm like, yeah, I mean,
you're the Wolverine, but you're not the Wolverine. He looks at me, he's just like, wait, what? I'm like, dude, Hugh Jackman? He's like, yeah. Nobody tripped like Hugh Jackman tripped.
Yeah, he's very laid back, but it turns out he's also a lifestyle coach and personal trainer.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, fitness is completely his thing.
Wow, that's awesome. Holy shit.
But you wouldn't know it by how soft-spoken he is. He's not like the somebody you'd expect, you know, yelling at you, come on, give me three more, or something like that. He doesn't do it. It's very quiet.
I would imagine, like, if he was, like, my trainer, he'd be more like that guy. He's like, well, I know you can do better. I'm really disappointed in you right now.
I know. He'd talk to you like he's your stepfather or something, which gets kind of creepy.
Funny.
But, you know, I also ran into Abby Normal and Eliza after Alex finished shooting with him, and they were very thankful. They liked him, and they were glad that we set it up. So it seems like we're starting to gather positive traction in California as far as just being professional.
Reminds me, I might as well edit their pictures since I'm...
Yeah, I keep getting the same sideways compliment. You're not near as creepy as I thought you'd be. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that's one of those compliments. Like, okay, so I get that too, and a lot of times I hit it off with telling people, like, so I might tell you shit to do shit that you're uncomfortable with. It's for the picture, not because of anything else. You're not a person when I'm behind that camera. You're an object for me to move as I see fit. If you're uncomfortable, just say so. That usually kind of heads it off at the pass where you get into that moment of like, he asked me to do what now? Where it's like, no, you don't understand. Like, you could literally be wearing nothing and I'm not going to be physically aroused at all. Maybe later on down the line, but not right now. Not while you're here.
Right, right, definitely. That's cool. So, that's great to hear, though. That's awesome. I was going to say, oh, so I've been curious. So since we've been like, doing this this ad these ads for the bar
Casey's
have you been in just out of curiosity, have they contacted you or anything of the nature as of late? Or because I'm only asking because I'm curious as far as like we've been advertising them for a while, and it's I'm starting to wonder, like, maybe they could, like, I know we're doing the thing at their place in terms of the thing, but like in terms of anything else wise, they could help us out with.
Not that I've. If you mean the bar itself, no, they've been very laid back. You know, they took the scheduling and everything, and they plan to receive a fee when we get there. I don't think they feel like they need to do much else, really.
Okay.
Because, you know, technically we're using the back room on a Thursday during what's still considered a regular workday for them.
Okay.
And Thursdays are normally slow days.
Gotcha. Yeah.
They're probably happy that they have a guaranteed business.
Mm-hmm.
I
need to post more regularly on the site. I need to get on that, but everything else keeps jumping in the center of my view.
Right. I am curious as far as like how our advertising has helped in some way. I kind of want to see what if it's drawn in the audience from our audience to like go and check that place out and get in a beer or whatnot. So I'm very curious about that.
I couldn't say. I handed out a grip of the the half flyers I made for Anime Los Angeles regarding the Casey's thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't received any emails in that regards, but there does seem to be a lot of curiosity as about what exactly we're doing out there. You know, add the mention that there's going to be food, and then they get really freaking curious all of a sudden.
Okay. I would just
so I just dropped a link, by the way, into the chat. Jeremy, that's one of my friends. She's the one I did if you're following my photography page, the Sleigh Bell Katarina. That's on the bed.
Okay.
I talked to her very briefly. She is super interested. And I was like, well, you're not going to get paid now, but we're going to have free food. She's like, free food? I'm fucking down. So her page has 15,000 followers or something like that. She's pretty popular amongst people who usually go to ALA. So, or ALA, AX, you know, the Southern California tours.
Okay.
So,
I mean, if she wants to do it, I'm all for it. It's, you know,
yeah.
We got a nice
I knew we were still looking for a third person.
Yeah, we got a nice mix of male-female guests. You know, Lonster Mash has a decent amount of followers. She seems to, too. Abby's relatively new, but does some decent charity work. It's a good group of guests.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good group of guests we basically would not have to pay to appear, which is a good thing.
Exactly. It's like you get free food, you get pictures, we're good, okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. That. So I would say we got what we need to make it work. We just got to make sure it's very prevalent. You know, it makes the idea that I need to get into WonderCon a little more important, because it may be the same crowd planning to go to Axe, but we got to get their attention and let them know there's finally something going on besides Axe.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Awesome. In the terms of actually, now that you brought up the technology side, in terms of like what you guys plan to get. For me, real quickly, I plan to actually upgrade my camera, my camcorder. So I'm probably gonna either keep it or sell one of my Sony camcorder and upgrade to a better one, which is like around $500, which has a better quality, but also ability to attach a boom mic onto it, which I plan to get as well. So definitely my camera game will be, or video camera game will be up in before April for sure. Yeah, definitely. So I'm still going to carry around that rig, just like 2-3 cameras and one on that one stick.
Jesse, before things break down here, could you please go work out with Steve what night would be good to record a con over?
Sure, give me a sec.
Thank you.
But let's see, what else was I wanted to talk about?
I got something.
What's up?
I'm pretty sure starting for Anime Expo, other than like our shoot that we're doing at Casey's, mm-hmm. if someone wants to book a shoot with me, they're gonna have to. I'm gonna charge them, because, dear fucking shit, I had so many at ALA.
I heard, yeah.
on Saturday, I got up and I pretty much worked from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Mm. Wow.
Like, there wasn't... there was a couple times where, like, I didn't have to do something because cosplayer didn't show.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Like, I didn't actually eat that day.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to start looking into, okay, you're going to have to give me, like, you know, a $5 deposit and then $5 on when I get there or... You know, at the shoot.
Or at least bring me a goddamn sandwich.
Or bring me some goddamn food and we'll call it even. Jesus Christ.
No, it's fair. No, it sounds fair, definitely, for the amount of work you're doing. Yeah, definitely. I hear you. But actually, speaking of that, so I brought this up, I think it was like yesterday, maybe Friday. So I've been eyeing this for a while, just seeing how this evolved. I've been thinking about doing a Patreon for us, and initially, because I remember, Jeremy, you were kind of talking about doing a Kickstarter at first for the site, and while I wasn't against it, I felt like a Kickstarter for the site wouldn't be substantial in terms of like a one-time, you know, payment for what we want to do and whatnot, at least with the Patreon website, like people who have an interest in supporting us, they can support us in a way of like a monthly subscription, in terms of like, here are some of the stuff we can offer, we can add more stuff as you know the years goes on, especially if we get picked up or whatnot, and we can update the page, let people know, you know, what's up and everything and whatnot, and we'll get some monetary value out of it. There isn't much of a downside to it. I was thinking about it. Like the only downside I can think of is like maybe nobody, you know, maybe like there's very little, you know, money coming out of that, or you know, not a lot of it, which is fine. Like it's there to be there. And the reason what got me on board essentially in terms of like recently, is I've been eyeing kind of like how Patreon has been evolving with some people in the industry, especially recently. Greg Miller and like three of his other IGN guys like left IGN recently. Like they quit, and they're now doing their own thing with the help of Patreon. Jim Sterling, reviews editor for used to be working at Destructoid for a while, left Destructoid and is working pretty well for himself on Patreon as well. As well as others. So I'm starting to see that right now, goddamn it, Alex, like right now, I feel like Patreon is probably hitting its stride in terms of the site and what people can offer. especially for us as well. And I don't see much of a downside to it. The only downside, other than what I said earlier, is just if we can keep up with it in terms of the content, in terms of what they are paying for. That's my only concern, because, you know, I'm still in school. You know, I'm still working at getting graduated in June. And I'm sure, like, you know, a lot of us are, you know, working on the site, have a job, you know, may have not time on the side. That's my only fear. That's my only fear out of that. But I think
I think the counter to that, though, is if you're not going to do it first, someone else will.
That's true. Yeah. That is very true. Very true. So, yeah, that's what I've been thinking about. I was kind of curious what you guys' thoughts. And Alex
I've come across a lot of people using Patreon on YouTube, and some of them using it very successfully, and some of them actually kind of living off of it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Hang on. God damn it, Alex.
What's the problem? Keep saying that.
Oh, no. Like, he dropped. Hang on. Let me get him back in here. Okay. I'm just getting back in here. Okay. As far as, like, when I'll get it together, I can put something together pretty quickly. It's just a matter of commitment in terms of, like, of myself and others in terms of the Patreon page. Also, quick note, we've recently been approved on YouTube to have a YouTube jar. So,
cool.
Yeah, the people can tip us on our YouTube channel. So I've been meaning to make a video about that as well. But I probably could combine, you know, the YouTube jar and then also the Patreon thing at the same time in one shot.
Well, the only concern I actually have with the Patreon is, you know, they have a reward system depending on how much money you decide to give us per whatever. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about what those rewards may be?
Yeah, definitely. So it's like it's in terms of like, cause how much would we be paid out? All depends on how much we get. So say like for the first month we get, you know, $500 worth of Patreon money, which is great. And then it could be used for the site, but also, I guess in some way, you know, pay out. I'm not sure how that work exactly. Cause in terms of like, I don't know, I'll be kind of getting into a weird area, gray area for me. Yeah, it's definitely something I'm thinking about. It all depends on the money. If the money is coming,
should probably prioritize it simply because we're starting to hit some peaks as far as how far we can go without trying to get some kind of financial help in.
Okay, for sure. I mean, this is something. Oh, there you are, Alex. Hey. Welcome back from the dead.
Thank you. That was really, really odd. My internet just decided to kill itself. Mm. Then come back.
Gotcha.
I have Jesus internet.
You shall be touched and blessed, and now you have the internet.
Be careful. That means your ISP is very likely to betray you.
it's Time Warner Cable, so duh.
That's true. Alex, did you get that part of me talking about the Patreon thing?
I caught, like, a very small amount of it. Like, okay. You're starting to look into it, and I think it cut somewhere off where the IGN guys left it.
Okay. Yeah. So basically what I'm saying is that I've been keeping an eye on Patreon in terms of like how that's been going, and recently there's been some people who've been leaving their jobs and living off of Patreon, like Greg Miller and the other four guys from IGN left IGN to work on their own thing and living on Patreon. Jim Sterling from Destructoid, might have been an escapist, but anyways, he left his job and now is living pretty well for himself off of Patreon as well. What was it? So yeah, pretty much what I'm saying is that I think we should definitely look into the Patreon. For the meantime, we're still gonna try and find investors and sponsors to pay us or give us a amount for us to, you know, start up money to for the site. But I think in the meantime, I think it would be a good idea for us to have a Patreon for the site. And also we have a YouTube tip jar on our YouTube channel as recently as this past weekend. So, plus with the addition of like having the Machinima money coming in and our Google Plus money coming in. So if this works out, like potentially we can have a decent amount of money coming in, possibly even be able to pay something out to everybody. So it's not guaranteed, but depending on how much money we garner in, we can definitely start paying people if that's possible.
How about you just start covering the cost of going to the fucking conventions? How's that sound? How does that sound like a good deal?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
like I said, I'm spending money to go to PAX South. I'm spending money to go to PAX East.
Yes, definitely.
Fuck my life. That right there, that's over $1,000 just in airfare and hotel stays.
Definitely. I think that, yeah, that'd be great, actually, now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, because like honestly, it doesn't take much money to run the site. I mean, like, I am gonna have to talk to Brendan about, like, cause now that everyone's back, I'm gonna start talking to him about, like, freaking getting our server on, the server run right now through, one of Brendan's servers that he has. We can host our own server and, like, be able to do, you know, awesome shit. But also, like, get the freaking, like, new website, up, you know, start, get that shit going, cause... Man, I want that to happen.
Look, all I know is if I get my website up and running before you guys get your new one up and running, I will laugh at you publicly.
I will
call you out on my page, be like, "Hey guys, launch my new site before MSP could."
Oh man, it's such a dick move, but you'll be in the right on that one. God damn it!
It's been a while, and you know what's really, really fucked up?
Mm.
My friend's gonna design my site for me. Yeah, let's go, bitch!
God damn it. God damn it. Question, how much is he charging you, is my question.
We haven't discussed it yet. We're gonna go over what I'm looking at, and then they're gonna talk.
Okay. Actually...
There's also the fact, though, that I went to high school with this person, so... Okay. I don't know.
Keep tabs on that dude, just in case. But what was I saying? Yeah, Patreon. Yeah.
Woo.
So, yep.
I would say strike while it's hot and while it's in the center of everything.
Agreed. I'll make a post of it again after this meeting so everybody can see. But my only thing I want, if we are gonna do this, is just a some of the tiers that we put on there that it be met. And not only from me, but like anybody else who wants to do a tier thing on the Patreon. That's my only thing that I want out of anybody who wants to hop on this. So that's my only thing. Other than that though, it's just all systems go in terms of like the new year, in terms of conventions and all that shit. I like to point out, and this is funny, and like this is something I noticed too, because like and people who are listening at home, this meeting for the rest of you guys, I find it funny that like when I start to mandate people, it's like, okay, we're gonna let go this amount of people, and we're gonna let go at these other, we're gonna keep these people for yada yada yada. Like, it's funny that some people who are kept on are like, okay, shit's getting serious, now I gotta start kicking in. And they finally kicked in, like, you know, when I told them to. And it's like, oh, shit. Yeah. So it's funny how, like, now they're starting to, oh, okay, you know, do shit and making events in the MSP group page. It's like, this is a convention I'm going to. And it's gonna cover. It's like, okay, fuck yeah. Yeah,
awesome. I saw shit coming up for people I've never even fucking heard of.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Literally, I'm getting invites to these events. I'm like, who the fuck is this person?
You know what's funny? The most.
Who the fuck is you, man?
The funniest part is like, even Sean got into the action. I was like, oh shit, I even got him freaking into it now. That's awesome. Holy shit. So all it took was my foot to come down on everybody, pretty much. That's all it took.
That's just one of those moments where I just sit back and I'm like, who the fuck? What the hell? What?
All this power. All this in the palm of my hand.
He's just sitting back in front of his computer saying, dance, puppets, dance.
Yes. He can say it all he wants. I ain't going to dance for shit.
I've seen you dance, you bastard.
Was I drunk?
Slightly.
Okay, that's probably why.
But you were naked, so that was the weird part.
What can I say? You know what? I am Scottish, and since I don't wear kilts every now and then, I just kind of got to let it go free.
Yeah, let that shit fly.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, "Well, what can I say? I'm Scottish. I'm an easy drunk." That doesn't make sense.
No, I was going towards the kilts, not the drunk.
Oh, okay. Is that where Scots derive their power from? If they're not wearing kilts, they get drunk after one beer.
Yes, actually, it's yeah. So what happens is that the pants actually constrict the liver, so it doesn't work properly, and.
This train has gone completely off the fucking track here.
You know, I am curious, like, Alex, like, one of these days we have to go out drinking, like, at a con. I'm curious to see how that would pan out. So.
Okay, so whoever goes under first pays?
Yeah, sure. I'll be down
for
that.
You're down for that? Oh, you're in so much
trouble. I'll be down for that shit, yeah.
Jeremy, why do I feel like we'll be dragging their asses back to the hotel?
Jeremy, I need you to be my DD. The last time I drank, like, what I'm talking about, I ended up passed out in the trunk of a cab completely naked headed to Tijuana.
What?
I don't know what happened.
I would actually hope not. I would hope you didn't know what happened. If you had an answer for that, that'd be scary.
All I know is I woke up about 10 minutes from the border, and I started banging on the fucking trunk, and they pulled over and let me out.
What the hell?
I don't even know if they know how I got it there.
I want to know how those people were going to explain you to the border guards.
Right? Like, how did you think this was going to end? How did you think this was going to end?
Why?
Look, I don't know what happened. He just said he needed to get across the border, and he said he was a suitcase. I don't fucking know, man.
Oh, man, that's going to be glorious. Okay, cool. All right. If there's not anything else, we can end the meeting.
Yeah, if you guys are going to do this, find a place that's not down fucking stairs. I'm not dragging you up shit.
No, there was an elevator.
That's true.
Jesse, what day did you guys work out?
I think we worked out Wednesday, probably the best day for us.
Okay.
Wednesday, okay.
I'm down for that.
What time should we say here? 7?
Yeah.
7 sounds fine.
7's fine, okay. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, cool. So, if there's not anything else, our next meeting will be February 1st. And
that's gonna be hard.
Huh?
That's gonna be kind of hard to do.
What?
February 1st is the day where we decide who's the best in the NFL for 2014.
Oh.
Good luck with that.
Well. I appreciate.
You want to do the 8? or do you want to do it one day early on the 31st of January?
We could do that.
I mean, that might be the smarter way to do it, to be completely honest.
Yeah, that's fine. We could do it on Saturday night.
I'll see if I can make it. I got a meeting scheduled for the ALA exit meeting.
Okay. Definitely.
Tell them to not let people rip shit down off the walls.
Did people really do that? Like.
No,
yes.
Apparently, yes. The crew, the actual convention staff, were going around and, like, I managed to save my poster that got put up, but apparently they're just going around and they're starting to rip them off walls and just rip them down to toss them out.
Wow.
When it's super fucked up because photographers and cosplayers are told that they can't get it until the last day and they have to wait for the con staff to pull it down.
One lady didn't even wait that long. I watched one young lady pull something clean off the wall, and I started yelling at her from my window. And she just said, "That's me." And I said, "I know. Leave it."
Yeah, no,
that was the one you chased down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the one you had me chase down.
Huh.
Well, yeah, she's not allowed to pull stuff clean off the wall. She just wanted to walk away with it, and the convention was still going on.
Interesting. Wow, That's some booty shit. Okay.
Yeah, I was severely displeased. Especially when my friend, who happens to be a cosplayer, was like, "Oh yeah, cosplayers get priority." I'm like, "Bitch said what?"
Nope.
Don't get me wrong. Love him to death. He's an awesome guy. He was Kim Jong-un.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool. Like, Sam's awesome. Don't get me wrong. But, like, he told me that, and I'm just like, what? Dude, that's not how this is going to roll right now.
Right, definitely, definitely.
I mean, the only other thing I got to report is inconsequential now that Sideshow finally delivered a fucking package.
Definitely.
That was pissing me off, man. That was 3 weeks late. Yes. They decided to deliver it while I'm not available to get it. That's fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I have to say before we end the meeting is I am waiting for the day San Diego Comic-Con tickets go up for public.
Oh, that actually does need to be brought up. I know you guys saw the post that the hotel hotel reservation lottery is up on March 24th, which makes it increasingly likely that the regular Comic-Con batch sale will probably take place in late February, early March.
Okay.
But the problem is the same problem. You're not going to know the exact day until the Tuesday prior to the Saturday they do it.
Oh, are they doing that shit like PAX Prime, where like they don't tell you the date exactly, and then you kind of have to keep an eye on the site when they announce it?
No, what they do is they usually do the sale on a Saturday. But the Tuesday prior to the sale is when they'll send out a batch email that says, guess what we're doing? On Saturday, you have a chance to get your badge.
I see.
Yeah. No, that's how they're better than PAX. PAX is like, hey, by the way, if you follow our Twitter, you'll be notified. And then fucking like puts out a Twitter message like 5 minutes after it goes on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are douchebags.
Yeah.
But I doubt there's any of us that can afford to pick up all the badges for the people who would like to go, so it's really recommended that if you want to go to Comic-Con for days, you know, put aside the money now so it's available when the sale happens.
How much do we need to pick up all the badges?
If you're going to preview night, 220. If you're just looking for the regular days and nights of the con, 185. Most of them are, I think, 45 per day.
Okay.
I think I actually have enough on a credit card to cover everybody as long as they give me the money, like, within 30 days.
That's
good. I have a credit card that's got about $2,000.
Cool.
Clearance
okay.
On it.
Awesome.
So,
well, as it stands right now, Alex wants to go, Anthony wants to go, Brandon wants to go, all three of whom have not don't have badges currently. Steve needs some supplemental help. He got Sunday, but he'd like to go for more than that. And I told him I'd make him a priority simply because by the time we got around to his badge, Sunday was all that was left.
Also, I saw on the status in terms of like the Comic-Con event, Chris Sturm, he wants to go as well.
Okay, so that turns into an issue where we need, a minimum of 4 full badges and 1 partial, which means we need at least 2 people to be able to get in. They'll sell a maximum of 3 badges to any individual.
Right, definitely. I can definitely, at that time, like, next month, early March, I can definitely help out. I'm not spending much of anything, really, for the next 3 months until before a convention.
That must be nice.
Yeah, starting February 1st, I'm going to be seriously watching my email to see when the announcement is so I can let everybody know. It's just a case where, if you want to get into Comic-Con, it's time to put aside your money now. There's not just this. There's the idea of the hotels, and when it comes to the hotels, you need to be able to put up two nights stay per room up front.
Okay.
Per room.
Yeah, I am down. I am committed. I'm just... I'm in that. Like,
Everybody planning to go, set aside some money now because I'm in the same boat as Alex. I have enough room on some credit cards. By the time this comes around, I could float it in short term, but everybody would have to start kicking in very fast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can do.
Otherwise, I will scalp your goddamn tickets. Don't fuck with me. I'll do it.
I believe
you. I need to pay that credit card bill somehow.
Yeah, I believe you actually on that. All right, then. Good. Thanks, Jeremy, for putting that in. All right, then. Oh, hang on. Okay.
And he puked.
All right, so next meeting will actually be on the 31st of the end of this month, 8:30 p.m., and we will go from there. Anyways, this meeting